This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With the 12th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers select Rashawn Gary, linebacker, Michigan.
Welcome back. Green Bay Packers making their choice now. Day two, day three, they have to fill out the rest of their draft. Joining us in Green Bay, our good guy Mike Clemens from NFL Serious Radio, our Green and Gold Insider standing by. Michael, how you doing?
Pretty good. So the ad announcement's made, and everybody, you know, covering here in the draft, about 100 people, you know, all look at each other, like shaking their heads, like, here we go again. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
that was a very Ted pick.
Yeah. Yeah, that's perfectly said. Because, you know, T.J. Hockenson, the big tight end from Iowa, he came off the board. He's going to Detroit. And Jonah Williams, really nice-looking left tackle from Alabama and some of these other things. But, then, you know, when New York makes the pick for the kid from Duke at quarterback, that's when you think, oh, see, now this is going to push one of these defensive studs that we saw at Combine that we got to talk to, and maybe one of these guys is going to be there, and then, you know, you're kind of scrambling. So right away then, we get to meet with the scout who has been working on Rashawn Gary for 4 years, and his name is Joe Huber. He's the Midwest scout for the Green Bay Packers. And I said, you know, so, Joe, essentially, how long has this guy been on your radar?
You know, he's a very highly rated recruit. He's a guy who's been on our radar since the day he stepped on campus. And so it's the body of work, having watched him over a couple years now, it's kind of the full picture. You know, he's a bright, outgoing kid. You know, we interviewed him down in Indianapolis, and he was great. He was full of energy, big smile. Really excited. I think he's a guy who gives you a little more versatility to move around the front, you know, inside rusher, outside rusher, five technique. He commanded a lot of attention at Michigan. You know, double teams, triple teams, taking on the tight end. And really, you saw it in some of his teammates. They got freed up and they were able to get the production. It's not like he wasn't impacting the game, though. When you watch him, he was all over the place. You know, taking on these blocks and getting a lot of pressure, too. You know, he's got rare gifts. You know, guy that size who runs that speed and moves on his feet like that, and he can really bend. He'll start in the outside linebacker room, and then he's a guy, because of his size and speed and versatility, that you'd hope you can move him around the front.
Well, that's great, Mike, but, again, you're talking about a guy that had his hand in the dirt, that they're going to stand up on the outside, and a guy that has, or at least had, an injury in the shoulder in that labrum.
You know, is this Nick Perry all over again? Because that was the question. I mean, Nick Perry was highly rated. Nick Perry was, a lot of mock drafts had Nick Perry going to the Packers back in the day. Rashawn Gary went to Plainfield High School in New Jersey, or the high school that was there. Jabril Peppers from the same school. So mm-hmm. Jim Harbaugh's, you know, recruiting kids out of that program and bringing him into his defense at Michigan. So, you know, Joe said, you know, this guy was like the top recruit the year he came out of high school, and that's why we were following him day one when he set foot in Ann Arbor, you know, with the Wolverines. I would hope that one of the things that you're trying to do with a number one pick, I mean, you know, like the good ones that the Packers have had, from Aaron Rodgers to Jordy to Randall, they come in as great athletes and some exciting things they did in college. But it's about, and Davante Adams, that's a great example. Like by year two, year three, they are so committed. They are so dedicated. They improve themselves so much at their craft. And, you know, you hope that this is what the Packers are also interested in. They did interview this kid at the Combine. is that, is this guy going to work hard, you know, once he gets here? Is he going to be even, like Kenny Clark, is he going to be better and better each year? So by year three, he's a Pro Bowler. When Rashawn got on the phone, I asked him last night, I said, where are you? How come you're not in Nashville? And he didn't walk the stage. And you know, did he not think he was going to go in the first round? He says, I'm in Ann Arbor with my family and with my friends. We've got about 30 people here. We're at a bowling alley. My teammates are here from Michigan. And I just, this is where I wanted to be. Doesn't mean that he's necessarily shy. Seems like he's a kid with a big heart. You saw in some of the TV pictures, he got very emotional when he did get the call. But this is what's difficult when you're doing this. You know, there's five or six guys you think might be there at 12 that you've prepared for, and all of a sudden you're scrambling. You know, while all of a sudden there's a press conference going on, like, well, what else do we know about this guy? Well, why did he miss those last two games against Ohio State and when they went to the bowl game against Florida? Oh, labrum. And he played through most of his season. He's a junior. He's coming out as a junior with this labrum injury. So we asked the scout, what did you guys think about this guy drafting him with the labrum injury?
I'm going to let Brian handle the medical stuff. I thought he's a guy who plays hard. I do see him could come in a playmaker. It's because of his, you know, his gifts, and I think he loves football. I think he's a guy who's going to attack this. I think he's going to take it to heart. You know, I think it's important to him, and I think because of that, the athleticism and all that is going to shine through.
The labrum issue still bothers me a little bit. I know that, you know, it's something that they're kind of saying it's in the past, and he even said that he lifted with it. It's very similar to what Kevin King is going through, where once that thing starts to pop, it's either a lot of rehab or surgery, and after it pops so many times, surgery's the option. It's the only option.
And just like Ted Thompson, the only guy here that really is going to be talking about medical is the guy who sees all the charts from the doctors, and that's Brian Gutekunst. And so we asked him directly, what are your concerns about this labrum injury on Rashawn Gary, your number one pick at 12 overall?
Sure, yeah. Obviously, we go through a thorough medical evaluation on all these guys. You know, I mean, that's part of the process. Felt very comfortable long-term that issue was going to be resolved.
Okay. Well, I mean, did this kid play through all last season with a torn labrum?
He obviously played through it this year. He feels good. It's a kind of one of those things. We'll see how it goes. We don't anticipate anything initially.
What the hell does that mean?
There you go.
We'll see how it goes, and we don't anticipate anything initially.
Well, we asked Rashawn Gary, if you want to, we can get to that, because this is what you're up against. That you're not going to get the scout to talk about it. You certainly can't get the coaches to talk about it. It's either the GM or the player, and so I'll let you know what the player had to say about it.
Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll hear from Rashawn Gary regarding the shoulder injury. Mike Clemens live in Green Bay as the NFL draft continues, picks up again tonight, and then it'll happen again tomorrow as well. The Green Bay Packers have made their pick. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin, beyond the borders as well. Call the medical experts. 414-455-4451. They have a 98% success rate, the medical experts do over at Neumel Medical. And if you're sluggish, if you're tired, if you have the brain fog, if you don't have any stamina, maybe it's low T. If you're over the age of 30, all you got to do is stop in, just get your numbers checked. You can't do anything without a phone call, though, without setting up an appointment or at least a time to go in and talk to them. 414-455-4451. 414-455-4451. Also, they have the all-in-one weight loss program, and yes, it works. T-shirt season right around the corner. You want to look better, feel better, and be able to kind of just enjoy your summer without worrying about sweating and breathing heavy and all that kind of stuff. All you got to do is jumpstart the health and wellness program. That is through Neumel. Again, 414-455-4451. More of the Bill Michaels Show with Mike Clemens coming up next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Yeah, right now I'm in Ann Arbor, Michigan at Rebel Rose, the bowling alley. I'm here with my family, probably about 30 of us. Some of my teammates came out to support me. But, you know, I ended up picking here because I just wanted to be around my family, you know, feel the love and, you know, have them keep me calm throughout this process. So, you know, just spending more family time.
Welcome back. That's Rashawn Gary. Just hanging out at the bowling alley, hanging out with his family. That's important. That's good news for a lot of people. It's if a guy, you know, wants to be that humble and kind of be his own thing, you know? Not a bad way to go. Not a bad way to go. Hey, by the way, Mike Clemens being in Green Bay, our Chili's Green Bay Green and Gold Update. It's brought to you by our friends at Chili's, 3 for $10 right now for a limited time, featuring mouth-watering Chili's signature sirloin steak. That's a starter, an entree, and a drink, just $10. That is it. That is from our good friends over there at Chili's. Mike Clemens joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. So, Mike, he's hanging out. He's just chilling at the bowling alley. But the question still remains, hey, if you threw a ball right now down the lane, would it hurt your shoulder? That could have been the way you could have went, you know?
Can you put the Brooklyn spin on it, or is that going to just kill your right shoulder?
Right.
Rashawn is the player now, and he can talk about his own medical if he wants to. He's allowed to, and his agent probably tells him not to do that. Nevertheless, he was asked directly about this situation. Now, I want you to listen very carefully to this because I have played this 10 times. I thought he said, yeah, I had a torn labrum, and then he talks about it's a subluxation. It's like a partial dislocation, a slight misalignment of the vertebrae, or it's a kind of a chiropractor's type of thing. So it's not a full tear, maybe a partial tear. So he uses that term in there, too. I swear I thought he said, yeah, I had a torn labrum. And others in the media think he said no, he's saying not a torn labrum. So you listen to this carefully, you decide.
Yeah, but my shoulder's good. Not a torn labrum. What I heard is a subluxation, but I did 26 reps at the combine. I'm ready to go and I'm ready to be great now.
Which shoulder is it?
It's the right one.
They're wondering if you're gonna need surgery on the shoulder next year.
No surgery at all.
He said the shoulder's 110%.
Yeah. Play that again. Does he say had a torn labrum?
Yeah, but my shoulder's good. Not a torn labrum.
Sounds like he said had a torn labrum.
That's what I thought.
Not a torn labrum.
Play it again, Joe.
Not a torn labrum.
Or he's saying not a torn labrum.
Not a torn labrum.
But so, to me, it sounds like he's saying had a torn labrum.
We're going to have to wait till rookie mini camp when he's standing there at his locker and, can get this clear as to what exactly, how it happened, how he got through the 2018 season, et cetera.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like he's saying had a torn labrum. Now, I could be wrong, but...
Had a torn labrum.
So, you talk to all these guys that have been scouting him, the information they get from pro scouts or whatever, and they said, 6'5", 280... it had flashed at times, highly recruited out of high school. But, there's times where you'd see in a game where he'd take plays off. That was the knock against him. That's why he wasn't, in the top 15 in anybody's mock draft. Brian Gutekunst was asked, does Rashawn Gary take off on plays?
Yeah, I disagree. I think that's, people that probably haven't done their homework there, If you watch the tape, this guy, he plays with his hair on fire, I think a lot of things get floated in the media that carry longer than they should, and I disagree with that.
Okay. It certainly seems to be part of the scouting guide of many others that seem to think that there are times where he, I don't want to say gave up on a play, but it just wasn't coming his direction. He kind of, backed off, might be the better way to put it.
I don't know how Mel Kiper does his job because I've been doing this 30 years and I've never seen Mel in Green Bay ever. Game day,
right.
Training camp, or anything like that. I see Charles Davis, who's on the show regularly, right? Oh, you've talked to him at Super Bowl too, right?
Yep.
This guy is he has busted his ass. I mean, when he comes up here to Green Bay and you can talk to Charles for an hour on the sideline while watching practice, first of all, he's asking you, what are you seeing? What's changing out here and all that? He's looking for information. And you ask him, where you been? Well, I was at Alabama yesterday. I'm going to the Bears camp tomorrow. I mean, this guy lives on airplanes. At the college level, he knows all the coaches. He knows everybody in the league. And he has built his career to get to the point where now he's also, an analyst in-game, during games. He's really worked very hard. And so what I'm saying is this. There are some of these draft analysts out there that, they're sitting in the studio and while they're doing lottery scratch-off tickets, they're writing down their list of who they think is going to be in the draft. But Daniel Jeremiah has fallen away of Mike Mayock, who's now the general manager of the Raiders, and Bucky Brooks. Bucky comes to Green Bay, all the time. When you when I watch tape of his pro days, or if I get to go to the pro day up in Madison first week of March, these guys are in town, in person, talking to coaches, talking to players, talking to local guys, you know, like us, about, well, what do you see with this player and all that kind of thing. None of these guys had Darnell Savage Jr. in the first round. All three of them. They've got 32 players. None of them had him in there.
Mm-hmm.
They did have Rashawn Gary going at number 21 to the Seattle Seahawks. Three of them had him going there. So I thought that was interesting. So now Goody's, you know, on the board at 30, and he's got this phone call with John Schneider. Now, the Seahawks came into the draft with only 4 picks. He was looking. He needed some picks to get going. So we asked Gutekunst about making his, you know, co-worker, John Schneider, his draft partner, because even though no one had Darnell Savage, the safety out of Maryland, on the radar screen going in the first round, he thought so highly of this kid that he was afraid if he didn't get him at 21, he wasn't going to be there. And, you know, as Paul Imbig pointed out, too, you know, there's a report that the Colts actually were looking at him with the 26th pick overall. And so we asked Brian Gutekunst about, is this just, you know, a coincidence that you're calling your old buddy at the Seahawks to try and run up and get this safety that you think is obviously a top 15, top 20 pick?
Probably a little coincidence, but obviously, just quite frankly, where they were picking, we were picking, those kind of things. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I've known John since 1997, you know, and so, you know, those conversations are easy, but it really doesn't matter to me. I think the relationship helps, but at the same time, you know, it's about the players, and the, you know, it doesn't matter who's on the other side of the phone. If it's good for us, we'll do it.
Well, that's great. You know, I mean, they jumped up and they got the guy that they wanted. Look, they've been looking at this guy apparently for a while. Look, if you think he's the real deal and he's going to help your team, it doesn't matter what round you get him in, as long as you get him. But I'll say this, Mike, he may not be tall, but that cat's got some serious speed.
He does have some speed. And so what that leaves the Packers now with, they go from 10 to 8 picks. They'll still hang on to their number 2 and number 3 tonight. And then they lost both picks in the fourth round, 114, 118 overall, tomorrow on Saturday. And, you know, Schneider gets a, you know, couple more picks. He still had some action in the first round last night. Actually, a couple were back-to-back. And then, you know, Schneider's in play on Saturday to try and, you know, get more players in after coming into this draft with only 4 picks. And, you know, that's part of the deal with that recent trade they had and all that. So, yeah, you know, Darnell Savage. Now, when they said Darnell Savage, safety Maryland Terrapins, I don't get to see much college football on Saturdays because, you know, we're traveling to
right. We're
chasing the Packers for the games. But I was surfing one Saturday late in the season, and it's like, wow, Ohio State is losing on the road to Maryland. Ooh, Urban Meyer, I'm all for that. I want to see that meltdown, right? So I'm in. And I'm watching this game, and slowly, you know, Ohio State crawls back into this game. The quarterback who got drafted last night by the Redskins is getting him in the game. So it's like, well, the Packers just picked a kid that's safety in a game that I watched that was 52-51 in overtime. They lost. They basically, it's because the Terrapins could not close the deal on offense. The Buckeyes' defense was too overwhelming. But the safety that they took on a team that was like 5-5, you know, the Terrapins, this Darnell Savage, he's all over the field. In that particular game I saw, he had 9 tackles. He led the team in tackles. And then, you know, you put it over the top that he runs a 4.36 40 at the combine. They interviewed him. They liked him. So Gutekunst was asked, is that what put this guy, that you traded up in the first round to get this kid that no one had on the radar screen in the first round, is the 4.3 speed what turned the corner on for you?
I mean, speed's always a good thing. I mean, we've had some safeties that could really run, you know, back to Nick Collins and guys like that who are, you know, premier speed guys. But I think his ability to close gaps and take the ball away was something that was really important for us. He's athletic enough and has played some nickel as well. So I think he's a really versatile piece in our secondary, along with some of the additions we've made over the past couple of years. I think it's he'll be a good addition to that.
I like the fact that, Mike, he's, as a safety, he has interceptions. He's a guy that likes to hit. He's almost like he's the anti-Haha Clinton Dix.
Yeah, well, what they thought they were going to get was him out of Alabama. Yeah, and he sounds like a pretty smart kid. We talked to him for about 10 or 15 minutes right after the pick on the teleconference. He had 4 interceptions last year around the football. That's what the scouts were saying as well. And we asked him about, you know, how he – how he got to, you know, have that, be a ball hawk and get his hands on the football in his final year with the Terrapins.
You know, I think interceptions is, you know, some people will tell you it's luck, you know, but no, I really feel like it's just a want to. You know, you just got to be around the ball. Eventually, a couple of them are going to fall your way. You know, just playing hard and just playing and using the techniques that you would practice and that you work on all the time. You know, you find yourself in position to make plays, and you know, once you're in that position, you just make it. So,
which the guy seems to be in the right place at the right time. He's had a lot of success in doing that.
Yeah, we were asking him about pro football. Who are you watching pro football? He said, well, I watch Eddie Jackson a lot, you know, mm-hmm. the Bears safety. And isn't it interesting that the guy he was watching, you know, Adrian Amos, who played alongside Eddie, will now be his teammate in Green Bay that they picked up in free agency. So, I mean, if this kid comes through, if he can be, give him a year like it took Nick Collins. You saw the strength and the power and the speed from Nick. By year two, Nick Collins was a pretty solid football player back there. You know, give this kid another year. And then you got Tremont back there. Hey, maybe you can finally shore up safety again.
You know what? The thing about it is, Mike, with the different defensive back positions, they need more. And I know that's not popular because you can only load up on so much, but you have other holes to fill, but they need more. You don't get through an NFL season with just two or three safeties. You get through with four or five. You get through with four or five or even six corners because of injury. So as much as I believe the starters can be solidified and even maybe a depth guy, it still wouldn't hurt to get more. Now, I know that they've got to go in other directions in this draft as well. You want to continue on offensive line. You want to find a tight end, maybe another wide receiver. Still maybe another inside linebacker. I mean, there's plenty of different directions you can go right now.
There's a lot of – there's Dan Orlovsky, the former Lions quarterback now. He's actually doing a pretty good job as an NFL analyst. And he was asked about who did the best last night in the first round, who did the worst. He said Green Bay Packers. I mean, he says, you know, you re-sign Aaron Rodgers, and why aren't you getting this guy any weapons? And in the last time they took a skilled position, a receiver, a running back, a tight end, in the first round, anywhere in the first round, 2005, when they drafted Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. That's how long it's been. 8 years in a row now. The Green Bay Packers, what have they done in the first round? Taken a defensive player.
Yep.
8 years in a row. So they move on with that. They make those two picks. And, you know, here's the one story that came out this past week about how much the offensive line does have to improve. I mean, after David Bakhtiari at left tackle and Corey Linsley, the rest are question marks. Can Bulaga get through a whole season? Justin McCray, you know, God bless him. He plays his heart out, but he's a backup. He's too small for this. So they bring in Billy Turner this year after bringing in two veterans the past 2 years. But Lane Taylor played most of last season with on a bad ankle that, you know, needed some surgery. He says he's feeling a lot better now. But that's like, oh, my gosh. That explains a lot of things there as well. So this is why we say they need some help on offensive line. They got the Cole Madison kid. He's essentially a rookie. That's nice, good size. So they need more options for their new offensive line coach. And Gutekunst was asked about, well, you know, Matt LaFleur, your new head coach. Now, are you keeping him informed? Are you going to bring this guy in as your new head coach, you know, who's an offensive-minded coach?
You know, obviously Matt's had his plate's been really, really full since taking the job. And obviously we had a mini camp, you know, this week. So we've gotten a chance over the last few days really to kind of like be together and just me and him and really go over the board and kind of explain to him our process and really, you know, even though that they were through it, but like just to kind of see the board finalized and kind of how we were going to attack this thing. So he was great, really supportive, kind of understood exactly what we were doing. And again, when it falls your way, there's obviously a lot of excitement in the room and obviously we moved around a little bit. So, you know, it was a good day and, you know, it was nice having him there to kind of talk things through and yeah, we'll see how he is tomorrow, you know, as we get rolling. But, again, you know, football is the ultimate team game and we got to build this 53-man roster, you know, 90-man roster right now, and be as strong as we can at every area. So, you know, we're going to try to take the best players available that we can. I think there's room for that. I don't think there's, you know, if there's more defensive players that fall away, there's certainly room for those guys. So, we're going to do the best we can to improve the entire squad.
Mike, let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll wrap things up when we come back. More of Mike Clemens coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We are glad to have you. Thanks for joining us today. We certainly appreciate it. And Radio Joe across the way, I'm Bill Michaels. One more segment to go, a couple minutes with Mike Clements from NFL Sirius Radio. As we sit here today, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. So now what, Mike? You've got a couple more days of this, and what direction do the Packers need to go, in your opinion?
Well, I'm looking at how some of the players headed into the first round, second round tonight are rated. And this is where you start seeing wide receivers, offensive linemen like Juwan Taylor, the kid out of Florida that some thought was going to go, that he might go. Drew Locke out of Missouri, he may not go until 41 tonight. 41 to the Broncos, the backup quarterback. A.J. Brown is a wide receiver out of Mississippi. They project could go at 44 to Green Bay. I mean, he'd have to be really good. I think they feel that they're pretty deep right now at wide receiver. That would be an interesting pick. And then you can see there's some other spots where you get into the third round. There's a couple of quarterbacks that are back-to-back before they go to like this 70th spot for the Packers or so, and they would take a linebacker or so. So I think that they probably will take at least one more one offensive player somewhere tonight after their draft starts at 6 o'clock in the second round. Brian Gutekunst was kind of teased about this, like, okay, 8 years in a row, you spend the first round on a defensive player. Do you think you're going to get help out your offense tonight?
Yeah, I'd like to think we're going to still stay true to allowing the best player available to come to us. I do have an offensive head coach sitting on my left the entire day in the room. So, we did some things in free agency that kind of allowed us just to, you know, really let the board come to us. As I'm sure you all know, this is one of the better defensive drafts in a long, long time. So we knew the numbers were a little bit heavier on the defensive side. And, again, it just was one of those things. We were really excited how it all turned out tonight.
I personally want to see an offensive lineman come in.
I would like so, too. I mean, I know that it's great to have Cole Madison back, and they picked up Billy Turner, but I'm just wondering if they need additional depth beyond that. You know what I mean?
Healthy offensive lineman who just got done playing football in December.
Correct. That's exactly my point. Somebody that's just been there, done that. What else? Anything else coming up this weekend that we need to talk about?
No, it's just we'll go through all the rounds tomorrow, and then, of course, the Packers do it better than anybody else, man. As soon as the draft is over with tomorrow night, they are on the phones, and they are racing to get those undrafted players. That's the real gold there, too. You get these kids with a chip on his shoulder, and I can name so many good players that eventually.
Tremont Williams is one of them.
Well, he's the cornerstone, and that, yeah. It's just one of those kids. Like, all right, yeah, I like this Greg Jennings kid. I like this James Jones kid. But who's this kid over here on defense? That keeps flying around.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the speed. Look at the hustle. This guy.
Yep.
All kinds of players like that stand out for you. Next week when we have the rookie mini camp, and they end up being longtime starters for the Packers. So
yep.
That's the goal there as well.
Mike, great stuff. We'll talk again next week, okay?
Thank you, Billy.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. Mike Clements joining us as from Chili's. Our good friends from Chili's bringing you Mike Clements reports. Don't forget, they've got the entree. They got a dessert. They got drinks. They got $10. That's it. You good stuff to go right there. All mouth-watering stuff. All from our good friends over at Chili's. They bring you that report. Also, don't forget about our friends at Quick Trip. Go in and get your Quick Rewards card. Check that out for yourself as well. It's been a hell of a week. Getting ready for the weekend. There is rain, by the way, in New York. That's going to last throughout the evening. So we'll see if the Brewers get their game in against DeGrom and company and the Mets. And in addition to that, we will then be talking on Monday about the Bucks and the Celtics and the end of the Packers draft. Cannot wait. Should be a terrific weekend. Hope to see you at the Fiserv Forum. Time for us to go. Have a go on soon.
To Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.